Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I don't know if...
You don't know.
I said I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I said that.
That's why I said you don't know.
Thanks for confirming.
Confirming that you don't know.
Okay, thank you. Yoko Swifto.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Why didn't you call the show yesterday? And then you hung up.
They screwed it up. It was supposed to be, I said, can I talk? Hey, this is Lance. Let me talk to Sean. And the intern put Lance up there, and y'all saw it and came on. It's supposed to be secret. What was going to happen was I was going to patch into the show through my, the little app that we have.
Yeah.
I was just going to have him just turn me on, and I was just going to go real quietly.
See, Francis.
And y'all wouldn't have known, like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And I was going to talk on the show and, like, be part of the show without you guys figuring out, like, what the hell is going on? Y'all would have never guessed.
We would have known.
Yeah, that would have been wonderful.
Yeah, that would have been great radio. Yeah.
So sorry the intern screwed that up.
Yeah, it was going to be a great
actually saved the show.
Thankfully.
We have a new segment now.
What is it?
Sean's going to bring in all of Paul's sound at 9:30, and we're going to play Paul's whole show before he comes on.
He did that yesterday. I didn't like it, but Sean was like, sure. Let's do it.
Sean was like, and he tells like, you're his producer.
You know what? Paul tries, okay?
Yeah.
Don't screw it up.
No, but when he
tries.
Does his Southern lawyer accent, we got to play that on our show as a preview or just to make fun of it.
Well, he's already recorded stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So he is really trying.
Yes, he comes in and actually records stuff like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't ruin his bits.
No,
want to try to play it first?
Yeah, we'll play all this stuff first.
What a bad teammate.
Great teammate.
What a
It's a preview
guy.
For his show.
Okay? Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Not playing at all.
Well, that's what you sold it as at first, but when we closed out the show, well, you don't really have to listen to Paul's show. We just played all his stuff.
Oh, that's not what he just sold me as.
I know.
It's a preview turned into you don't have to listen.
You know, that's, you heard it already.
Wow.
Bad person. Dave wants, he's got a draft question for Lance. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys. LZ, well, John, you can answer this question as well. You got the number one overall pick. Who are you picking? Meg Thee Stallion or Nicki Minaj? I'll hang up a listen.
Stallion.
Easy. That's done.
Yeah.
They got beef, right?
They got beef, and I think tomorrow, I think they have both put out diss tracks, so I'm going to have
Does Nicki still have, or Nicki's fans have beef with Cardi's fans?
Yes, but the most recent hip-hop...
What happened lately in Mobile?
They have an issue with each other. It started before you went to Mobile, so you guys are going to read the lyrics from each of their diss tracks.
Does it have to do with Butts or Tory Lanez?
Maybe. We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll see tomorrow. We will read the lyrics.
I just know that that's real, what's going on with Megan.
What's she doing?
Everything. That's real.
That's real. Yeah.
That's legit.
No. Megan Thee Stallion, it's easy.
That's an easy first.
That's an easy
for me.
You picked the local girl.
Well, I just picked the right pick.
Well, she's local, too.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Telling you.
Local, projects well, talented. Yeah, this the whole thing. She checks a lot of boxes.
She would have slid into your DMs like Tank did with the Texans and go,
what about what Shannon Sharp wants to do?
I'm not repeating what he says.
Let's get Bobby in here. Hey, Bobby.
Yes, who's back? Nah.
Bobby's back. You're welcome.
It's cocky Bobby Slowick.
Glory be to Houston. The greatness that is Bobby Slowick is back in the house. You're welcome, Houston. Rejoice.
Bobby, okay.
That's not Bobby Slowick.
Cocky Bobby Slowick, do you, like, was there, I noticed a lot of people, a lot of fans were blaming you somehow for the playoff loss. They thought you had a terrible game and that you were the one. Did you think, some people thought that killed off your head coaching chance. Is that what happened? Did they just get killed off?
I'm sorry. I coach plays. I call offensive plays. I don't call, hey, let's not jump offside 16 times and a half with these suckers who can't hear over the crowd noise that I had pumped into the game. Come on.
I'm sure.
Give me a good question.
How come you didn't get a head coaching job? You're so good. I don't get it.
I'll tell you why. I walked into Carolina. I said, Tepper, you want to know what's wrong with this organization? I hung up the phone and I sent him an Amazon package the next day. It was the cheapest mirror I could find. I said, you sucker.
Cocky Bobby Slowick is so, he is so disrespectful. You sent a cheap mirror to the owner and said, this is why, you sucker. You said sucker to an owner?
That's right. Right. Oh. He needs to hear from somebody. You got a bunch of yes men sitting around him. Hoo-yah! Some sucker from Tampa can't even draw up a play on a peewee football team, and he's trying to coach in the NFL. It's laughable.
So you got some more money this offseason too. Cal said, "Hey, I'm gonna pay me."
They recognize your value.
Yeah, recognize.
You know where that money's going, boys? Where that money's going? It's going to my bank. But I'm going to be in the lab. I'm going to be drawing up new plays, new schemes, new zone blocking schemes that are going to blow your mind. They're going to change the game. They're going to make everything different. The world is not going to be the same now that Bobby Slovic's back in Houston. That money's going away, but they don't change me. It keeps me the same.
Skis.
I'm staying humble and great.
Humble and great.
Cocky Bobby Slowick is going
to stay humble. He doesn't sound like Bobby Slowick. He sounds different when
he's
cocky.
That's why this is Cocky Bobby Slowick. Right. He sounds like more of something.
Sucker.
Sounds like something to be on Righteous Gemstones. Isn't it? What's the guy's name? Thanks for calling. We're really glad to have you back.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the new money. And get back in that lab. Like you say, he's getting back in the lab for some zone blocking schemes. And
humble but great.
Yep.
Humble but great.
Well, yeah. He's going to stay that way. Thank you,
Cocky Bobby Slowick. I'm out. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bobby Slowick. That's Cocky Bobby Slowick.
What's his name on Righteous Gemstones?
Baby Billy.
Yeah. Baby Billy. That's what he sounds like, Baby Billy. The one who says, you're a toilet baby.
Oh, is that the one?
That's Baby Billy. That's Baby Billy. He's got that. He's got Ric Flair. Like, there's definitely a mid-south. There's definitely a TNN. Old school.
Is there some Dusty Rhodes in there?
There's definitely some Dusty Rhodes in there. The American Dream, Bobby Slowick. He just doesn't have a little bit of a lisp. Have y'all ever seen the Dusty Rhodes basketball highlights? He played in some basketball charity game, and Dusty Rhodes had a step back three. No. Dusty Rhodes could ball. He's just this fat guy on like ballerina feet.
Oh,
just great movement. Oh, you got to see it. It's insane. But that's definitely Baby Billy meets Dusty Rhodes. That's who Cocky Bobby is.
Dusty Rhodes basketball is the third thing that comes up.
It's I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You can tell this guy used to be able to play.
Oh, my goodness. He got a jumper, bro.
Yes.
He's got a jumper. All right, let's get Derek in
here. You want some of that? Step back three, baby. Dusty Rhodes with a Euro step.
Jared, what's going on? Derek, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, I just want to ask you guys a quick question. I'm from the old school guard a little bit, and I wanted to ask a question about Nick first, and then about our GM, and then about Joe Gibbs. But the one about Nick, Lance, I don't know if you got a chance to ask him or not, or what. I wanted to see what you guys thought about this, is that when he left the Patriots, was he that important to them? Because it seems like that's when their talent level and picking in the, later in the draft started suffering. And then it just seems like when he left and he came here, the fortunes changed for us, not just this year. You could see some players, you know, with Jalen Petrie his first year looking good and all that. I just think that Nick was that important to the Patriots. And then the Joe Gibbs question is, why don't we hear about history? I mean, I came from you know, that old school of knowing what he did, winning with three different quarterbacks. I just, what happened? Is that tree the Shanahan tree, or is it, what is it? Who is Joe Gibbs? And is any of his coaches still around? And I hang up and listen.
I don't know. You know, it is weird. Joe Gibbs had tremendous success. You don't really hear about Joe Gibbs that much anymore. Like, there's a respect out there for him. But he doesn't live
he
on.
He won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks.
I know. That and there's some easy. Guys who weren't great quarterbacks.
No.
Mark Rippon?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, Theismann, Rippon. Yeah.
Now, maybe it's a, who's the third?
Jay Schrader?
No, Doug Williams, right?
Doug Williams.
Yeah.
Doug Williams.
But none of, I mean, I guess Doug Williams might be in the Hall of Fame, but Theismann's not a Hall of Famer, is he?
I don't think Doug Williams is in the Hall of Fame.
May not be. May not be. I don't know. But I know this much. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, he doesn't get talked about that much, and he did have a coaching tree. I don't know who's left. I got to go look at the prongs of the tree to see if Shanahan ever worked under
maybe he was.
Joe Gibbs.
College Football Hall of Fame. He's not in the Pro Football.
I got to go look. That's interesting about Joe Gibbs, because Joe Gibbs, you know, and Joe Gibbs is still active in racing. He got into racing, and that's that. Like,
he kicked ass in that, too.
Yeah, he kicked ass in that, too.
That's what he does.
As far as Nick Caserio, They're picking, to be honest with you. Nick was there when it was all going downhill. Nick was in the middle of all that, too.
I don't think you can blame or credit Nick Caserio for anything, because Bill Belichick made all the decisions.
Well, this is the problem is Nick had been with them for about 20 years. When Nick left, he may not have had anybody that he truly trusted, and it may have been Bill alone. Do you know that teams in the NFL don't think Bill Belichick's coming back to coach?
Well, how?
And I thought that Bill would end up at Atlanta. And one of the guys with very close knowledge of Atlanta said, yeah, the owner wants something that's more of that it's more open. The decision making is open. There's more voices that are heard. And Bill Belichick is the exact opposite of that.
Yep.
Exact opposite of that. He also told me that what's his name? Rich McKay being demoted from football stuff, that was a little bit overrated. He really wasn't involved in a ton of football stuff. But This guy's comments to me were that, and he's a former GM, he said, Bill Belichick only knows one way.
I don't think he can't play nice with others.
He said, Lance, he's 72 years old. Like, how long is he going to, who's going to want to give him control of everything?
Right.
He goes,
and by the way,
he goes, nobody cares about him winning the record.
No.
He goes, no one cares about him winning the record. They just care about
winning.
They got to try to win.
All right. We got to break it. 713-780-3776. You got a full board. As soon as somebody gets off, you can get in. But we're taking all your calls. On the other side, John Daspit, he takes calls too.
Yeah, John Daspit takes a lot of calls. Give him a call at 713. I was about to give our number out. 713, call now. So, personal injury lawyer. That's what John Daspit does. He used to work at Fulbright Jaworski. For those of you who know anything about the legal world, incredibly highly regarded legal firm. He went to law school at University of Houston, got 2 degrees at University of Texas. He is proud graduate of both locations, and he went to work at Fulbright, was very successful at Fulbright, and decided he wanted to start his own company, and that's what he did. And he actually brought over some lawyers with him from Fulbright Jaworski who are still with him today, and they're high up on the food chain. But what they do is they have a team of talented lawyers, and they really fight for you. They listen to people who have had injuries, and they take a look at the situation, and they will fight for you to make sure that when you have to pay for all these medical bills, and you can't, you're hurt so bad that you can't go to work, how are you going to pay those bills off? And who's going to take care of those bills? Your time off from work, physical therapy, surgery, you know, and I haven't even gotten to your pain and suffering. John Daspit will. The Daspit Law Firm. They will fight for all of those areas, and they're extremely good at it too. They understand how you're supposed to be compensated for all those things that were never your fault, and they fight for you to get the maximum of what you have coming to you depending on your injury and what the issues are with your bills. They're so good at making sure that you are the one that they're taking care of, not the insurance company. They're fighting for you to make sure that you don't come out of pocket for anything ever. It's the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. Finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
That's not true. That is not true. We got callers.
Yep, let's get Gilbert
Cocky
in
Bobby
here.
Slowick.
Yeah, let's get Gilbert in here.
No, not
Tom. Oh, no.
Tom, cocky Brandon, Bobby Slowick Wood.
Is, well, and, but the real Bobby Slowick is very, he's not cocky at all.
Not at all.
He's humble. The real Bobby Slowick is not
that some doesn't kind take of
cocky.
Any
I don't understand
ever.
Why cocky Bobby Slowick calls our show and tells the owner that he has to hold up a mirror to his face.
Yeah.
That he orders
from sucka.
Dave Tupper.
Sucker.
I had no idea that cocky Bobby Slowick is from the deep south.
No. Let's get Wood in here. Hey, Wood.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
So I was curious, man. I'm doing well, thank you. So I was curious if Chicago could be potentially faced with a situation like Carolina was last year and kind of be forced to take Caleb Williams instead of sitting pretty like the Texans did and being able to take the right quarterback. I'm just curious what you want.
Well, hold on. I want to get what you mean here. Do you mean like they feel like they've got a...
They got no choice?
They've got no choice.
But yeah, like, take, in
but
sense,
who do you think
no
the quarterback they would like?
To take him.
Yeah, but who do you think they would like
to
better?
Maybe taking it. Man, that's the thing. I mean, maybe you don't want somebody that kind of fits the same mold as Justin Fields, but
yeah.
Caleb Williams is kind of that. But, you know, it's always potentially a gem in the draft, but, you know, it seems like kind of Caleb Williams is already the pick that's kind of being made for
I
them.
I think so. I think so, too. But you actually do want... Do you want Justin Fields? No. But do you want Pat Mahomes? Yes. And so you do like guys to extend and move around. Justin just has never become a good pocket passer. Caleb Williams comes in as a better pocket passer. I'm just going to tell you the truth. On tape, Jaden Daniels was better on tape this year. But I brought this up to multiple people. And I mean, I'm going to tell you what. NFL teams have made their mind up on Caleb Williams, and they don't seem bothered by the things. I got really bothered by how he didn't stay on schedule at all. I played a ton of hero ball, took all the plays off schedule, and I was told by one guy, go back to Oklahoma. First of all, I thought, oh my God, I got to go back 3 years. He said, go back to Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley, same offense, and go look at him when he didn't feel like he had to do everything. And he goes, and yes, maybe he developed some bad habits. Success brought some bad habits. He goes, but the bad offensive line he had this year brought a lot of bad habits. And this is a team that's not even going to draft quarterback. And so I do think...
What about the flashes?
Well, flashes are really good.
Yeah.
Just like Pat Mahomes. I was down on Pat Mahomes, like throws off platform, makes bad decisions. He's going to become a generational talent. This is what a generational talent looks like, Pat Mahomes. And so...
Well, not with his shirt off.
The comp is...
Did you see that?
No.
Oh.
Dude. Oh, Pat's not a body guy.
No. Well, you saw quarterbacks, how hard he works. For him to have that body. He's got a dad bod, actually.
Yeah.
He's
a dad.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
It doesn't?
That doesn't surprise me, no.
I mean, this is bad.
I kind of like
Mac Jones or...
The two greatest quarterbacks... Well, I shouldn't say the two for sure, but two of the greatest quarterbacks... of all time are going to end up being dad bod Brady and dad bod. Now, Brady worked on his body to get better, but it's still dad bod Brady and dad bod Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't want guys who are ripped. I can tell you who looked great with the shirt off is Will Levis and or with the short sleeves, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. Well, let's see how those guys do. C.J. Stroud's not a great body guy either, by the way.
No.
When you stand next to him, I was next to him with the combine, I'm like, well, Anthony Richardson and Levis made everybody look bad. You didn't stand next to those two guys. Bryce looked like a skater. I mean, legitimately, he had his hoodie on. He had like a backpack. Like, oh my God. And this is when I'm watching him. And he's my number one. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was your.
He was my number one quarterback. I don't know if he was my number one player in the draft. No, Jalen Carter was. And I'm like, oh my God, Jalen does look like. Ah. He looks like a skater, but still.
Who, Bryce? Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And the other guys look like big quarterbacks, and then the skater punk is out there not throwing to anybody. Because you know why? Because it would have hurt him to throw out there next to those guys. Richardson, Levis, and Stroud, and then you got Bryce.
Yeah.
And Bryce throws okay.
He throws okay.
Kyler Murray actually throws better than Bryce.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Tom in here. Hey, Tom.
By the way, Bears, to me, they are going to get locked in on Caleb.
They're done.
I don't think
that's
they can.
Done.
They got to move on and get a rookie contract.
They're done. That's done. They're going to take him. There's no question. What up, Tom?
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you guys could break down the draft prospect from Texas State, linebacker Brian Holloway, coming off the MVP of the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl.
First Responder Bowl. Who was the MVP in that one?
The linebacker from
Carroll
Texas
Templeton?
State, he said.
He's lying. He's trying to trick me.
No, he was.
No, it's a real player.
What's his name?
Brian Holloway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll probably get to him in April when I'm doing my final.
You know, if he was the MVP of the First Responder Bowl.
Do you think Tom, knowing what you know about Tom, do you think Tom deals in the world of MILFs?
Yeah.
Tom deals in the world of salacious after-party activities.
Tom
where
sounds like
people
he's
are,
a Texas State guy
yeah.
that learned his trade
you know
about
Tom
with
does?
The MILFs
what do you know
at Texas State where there's a lot
true.
Of hotties.
That's true. But do you think Tom also, Tom is the guy that I go to with, and then at the end of this party, there were these two girls who were like, one of them was a divorced lady who I knew, and the other one was a coworker. That's what I go to Tom for.
Right.
I don't go to him for like, what about a Texas State linebacker? Like, what about that lady with the ankle bracelet? And the toe ring. What about her?
That tramp stamp. What about that? What about that tramp stamp?
What about the one who tried to have it removed after she got married? Gentlemen, I ran into a never run into a mom. We never hear from him until it's what did you learn?
Yeah, what did you learn?
This, oh, he, what he, did you learn this week?
Well, he had basically
never,
one sentence here.
Never get involved with a woman who has tried to have a tramp stamp taken off through tattoo removal process. Like, I don't know what that means, but I don't
want that. I don't want that either because it's I don't know about that site. Let's get Brandon in here. Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Lance, what's the legitimacy in my Wolverines actually breaking that draft record for most players drafted from one team this year? I know Harbaugh was talking about it, but what do you think?
Oh, man. LSU's got the record or Georgia?
It was Alabama the following year, wasn't it?
I think it was Georgia the following
year. I thought it was Georgia.
After 19 was LSU,
and I think 22 was Georgia.
I thought 20 was Alabama.
N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker.
Yeah.
No, Alabama.
Yeah, 20
I don't know
was
if Alabama,
Alabama
beat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Georgia holds the record now. I can't imagine, like.
Who? Who's going to beat them?
I don't know that anyone can. Georgia had punter drafted. Like, they had every. Huh. Here's Michigan. Michigan could have one wide receiver, one running back, one quarterback. Henderson's probably not getting drafted. I watched him at Senior Bowl. Keegan will get drafted. One of your guards. Zach Zinter will get drafted. That's five. You could have two edge guys drafted. Seven. Maybe two linebackers. We're up to nine. A cornerback.
Oh, it was 18 Alabama. So it goes Georgia 2022.
Yeah.
Ohio State 2004. LSU 2020. Alabama 2018.
How many did Georgia end up with?
Georgia ended up with 15, which is one more than Ohio State and LSU.
Yeah, you're not. Oh, your tight. Oh, your tight end could also get there, but no, you're not. You're not going to get to 15. That's interesting. I got to look through this. I hadn't really thought about it.
Is there anybody that's going to have 15?
Yeah, but they actually have some.
Who?
Michigan's got a high number. Like, they've got a lot more than you probably think.
Well, two running. Is Donovan Edwards coming back?
No, yeah, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
So, you know, you're not going to have that. That's the tricky thing is, like, Michigan or Georgia had, like, two tight ends get drafted that year. You know, things that don't usually happen.
Two running backs.
But I'm looking at Michigan right now, so I've already got, let's see, 12 prospects with draftable for sure, and there's a couple other to look for. So, no, I don't think you're going to get there, but.
Well, you're going to be, you couldn't land in fifth or sixth place all time.
How many did Alabama have?
Bama and Ohio State had 12, and they're 4-5.
Ooh, they may be able to get that.
They might be able to get there. 831 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780.
Man, Harbaugh did a good job.
Have you thought about the Jim Harbaugh implications of this? Maybe he picks a couple of his own guys late.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll wait.
Yep.
Butch Davis did that to my dad. My dad, his first year with Butch Davis goes, my dad wanted this kid named Eric Heitman, who ended up being longtime starter for the 49ers.
Yeah.
From here.
From here.
And my dad wanted him in the last round. And and they were going to give it to him. And then he goes, hey, Larry, Butch wants to know if you would mind if we just drafted Joaquin Gonzalez. He's a tackle from Miami to break the record for most players, you know, drafted and a whatever is in 2001. Can he just draft Joaquin Gonzalez? My dad's first year in the NFL. He goes, and my dad had looked at him. He didn't like it that much. He goes, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Like year two, my dad's starting Joaquin Gonzalez due to injuries and this guy's getting his ass kicked all over the field. They lose a game. Joaquin gave up three sacks.
Played forever for San Francisco.
I know. And he goes, I learned my lesson. Don't ever just give in. Because the guy you draft, you may have to coach, and how you are as a coach is going to be tied to how he plays.
And how what you have as a car is going to be tied to John Clay Wolf, okay? Because John Clay Wolf will give you all that money for your vehicle. John Clay Wolf does this every single day. John Clay Wolf is awesome at it. John Clay Wolf has been doing it forever. John Clay Wolf is one of the biggest in the world. It's GiveMeTheVIN.com. When you're going to sell your vehicle, I don't care what it is. I mean, he's not really high on EVs, but see what he'll give you. You don't know. You don't know what he's going to give you. Nobody knows what they're going to give you. What I do know is that he's going to pay you more. What I do know is that John Clay Wolf has been doing it forever. John Clay Wolf says, if I cannot beat CarMax, I'm going to send you $100. And you know what he never does? Sends you $100. You're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle. Doesn't matter what it is, but, well, it's got to be pretty nice. It can't be a beater, you know, a $1,000 car. He just ain't doing that because he can't sell that at auction. What he does is he turns it around, he sells it at auction, but he sells it for less because he pays more for it. So John Clay Wolf ain't worried about that profit. John Clay Wolf is worried about getting all those vehicles in, and he gets a bunch in because he gives more at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
The recipe is simple. Take one part John because you know what you're going to get. And add like 50 parts Lance because you never know what you're going to get. Spike the spice with some Del Olaleya, and damn, it tastes like the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Jonathan Brooks. You don't want to tell the truth about that. Jonathan Brooks would be nice. What year round is Jonathan Brooks going in?
Probably two, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I think late two. ACL tear, but it should be clean and ready to go.
He's so good, though.
He's really talented.
Really talented.
Really talented. So, yeah, I think he'll be a mid to late second. Yeah. He's talented. He's a good player. Can catch the ball, too.
Yeah.
It would be nice, but running back, I mean, I almost rather would you just spend a little money on motor and then go add another rookie running back later in the draft and, you know, go from there. Pass rush, there's a growing sentiment that Jonathan Greenard is going to be gone. There are teams around the league that I think are going to target him. He has had injuries multiple years. He's missed time. Missed time this year with injuries as well. The amount of money you're going to have to pay him, you got to remember that anybody you pay is going to be, before you know it, C.J. Stroud's contract's going to be up, and he's going to be getting paid $60 million a year. So I think that I think he walks. I think he wants top value, as he should. And I think the Texans move on from him and go try to find a pass rusher in the draft. That's what I think ends up happening.
Yeah. That's, well, defensive line is a high priority. D'Amico said it in his parting press conference. Mm-hmm. We have got to beef up that defensive
line. I think inside linebacker is, too. I don't think Denzel Perryman's good enough for who you want to be now.
Yeah.
He was for last year. Who you want to be now, I think, you know, for me, Cashman and – I love Cashman and – and Christian Harris on the field. And you got to pay Cashman, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I think you'll be able to.
He's not
going to
break the bank. But
No. But he should have played himself into some money this year.
Yeah, and listen, he'd be dumb to leave this with D'Amico in this scheme because
this is good for him.
He was great. Who's next up? It is Chris. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Welcome back, Lance. Hey, a quick question. I was watching NFL Network yesterday, and they had Daniel Jeremiah, I don't know, it was three guys in the booth, and Jerome Solomon, I think, and they were talking about Tavondre Sweat being the 49th ranked prospect. I just felt like he was higher than that. My question is, even though he may be ranked 48th or 49th, if he's somebody that D'Amico is looking for as far as like clogging up the middle, he can really free up his linebackers to kind of, you know, be the Ray Lewis's. How does that factor into a coach's, like, draft board? They may say he's not going to be there in the second round, but so we have to take him in the first. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. Do you think that's too low of a rank, and then how that factors into a coach's thought process?
No, I've got him ranked a lot higher. On tape, he's a lot better than the 49th player. I think DJ's factoring in the weight being an issue for him now. If you missed it, NFL people talked about going into Texas and Tavondre Sweat's weight being in the 370s that he played. And then there's talk about in training his weight's been close to 390. If that rumor is true, and even in the 370s, man, that is a huge concern for teams. Because he's not, even though he's got a good bull rush, he's not going to play. He's going to play limited downs. So if you get a guy who plays limited downs, you don't play him on pass rush downs. So now he's playing limited downs. You're worried about weight with him, and is he going to keep his weight under control? It scares teams. That's why I don't think he goes in the first round. However, if you get a space eater, John, you and I, maybe Chris, you're old enough to remember when it was Tony Siragusa and Sam Adams in the mm-hmm. middle for Ray Lewis. They wouldn't let anyone climb up on Ray Lewis. Ray was running and hitting everything. There's a huge advantage to having a big, strong guy. If he's a natural 340 and looks good, you know, and he's carrying the weight well and all that stuff, then Tavondre Sweat would have tremendous value for particular teams. For teams who are good and want to get even better defensively, man, that is, it's kind of a niche pick. You say, well, we're just drafting a guy to stop the run, and he's not even going to play all three downs. Yeah, but you know what he does? Your linebackers are cut free. Like, if you know you can't run between the guards very effectively, that adds tremendous value to a team, especially a good team, you know, who wants to get to a great level. So I don't think he goes in the first. I think the weight's going to sink him. I do think he goes in the second, though. But for me, the value he can have, I think the value in my scouting report that I wrote up, like the value he offers is specific to teams that want to clog the drain as run stoppers and then become a really good team. Like once you can't run, we've got pass rushers. You know, you want to build one good drain clogger in the middle, and then you get pass rushers who know you have to throw the football, and now you got problems. And now your cornerbacks, their lives are so much easier. But Sweat, no matter how talented he is, if teams don't think he's got the discipline to stay committed to what he has to,
it's risky.
To stay in the league, it is very risky.
Risky. A guy who can't control his weight, a guy who...
He didn't weigh in at the Senior Bowl. I've never seen that before.
Really?
He wouldn't weigh in. I don't know. I don't know if he wouldn't or what, but his weight, his height, weight, length, and all that stuff was not measured there. Everyone else gets weighed, height, weight, arm length, hands, Sweat, completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Is it because the scale couldn't handle it?
What are we shaming now?
There's got to be one. It's in Mobile.
Take him to a way station. You co-sign this, Dale? Of course you do.
I mean, I started it. I mean, I kind of led him there.
Keith wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Welcome back, Lance. I'm a big Blake Corum guy. You know, obviously, being a Ravens fan, but obviously, Devin Singletary is potentially going to walk from the Texans. Does Blake Corum to the Texans make any sense? And second question, do you think Siobhan Cordero, former Hawaii and San Jose State QB, gets drafted? Thanks, guys.
No, on the second one, if that's even a real person.
No one knows.
No one knows. Not even me. Probably not even John Harris or Greg Cosell or Dane Brugler. But the other thing is... Blake Corum is just okay. A ton of his touchdowns were, he plays real hard, fights hard. Got some Damian Pierce to him, you know, runs hard. He's a nice player. I don't know that he's a huge difference maker. 17 of his touchdowns were from 3 yards or less. Like, he got a lot of, he's good around the goal line, but he didn't have a ton of explosive plays. So he's going to run fast. He'll run about 4.44, but he doesn't excite me too much. Like, I'm not taking him in the first three rounds. Blake Corum to me is somebody I'd take in the fourth.
Plus he's had injury concerns.
Yeah, I'd take him. Maybe I'd think about it in the fourth. If he went in the fifth, maybe. But he's not special. He's He's a tough player.
Do you
good
need
runner.
Somebody special here? I mean, no. Devin Singletary's not special.
No, you don't. Yeah, but he's got some special things, qualities. His well, make you his, miss.
Yeah.
He's great make you miss. He's good out of the backfield. He's slippery. Blake Corum is not slippery. As a matter of fact, well, he doesn't make anyone miss.
He's got wonderful timing, and he can, when he cuts.
But they
up,
don't play a lot of outside zone. There are a lot of duo, you know, duo blocking the guard, center guard, double team, tackle guard, double team, and then they climb up to linebackers, and so a lot of gap scheme. Which is that's Damian Pierce. Yeah. That's what he does. So that's what. I just don't think Blake Corum is not a fit for this offense.
And just to clear it up, Siobhan Cordero is a real person.
He's okay.
He played 6 years of college football.
No one saw him ever.
He played at San Jose State. They had some good teams. They're okay last year, but they weren't great. Real 6'1" quarterback out of Hawaii, 187 pounds. No, Keith, that gentleman's not getting drafted.
Yeah, but thanks for checking to make sure he was real.
He was real.
Yeah. Siobhan Cordero sounds like, and Keith asked real questions, so I thought he was probably real, but that also felt like a name that the Mockingdales would have made up, and especially David Whitlock, DJ Ready Red or whatever. I mean, Chevelle Cordero.
Siobhan Cordero. Do you think you could guess what Siobhan looks like?
I got an idea.
What's your idea? Now, remember, he played at Hawaii.
Wait, you said Cordero?
Siobhan Cordero.
That's Keith's last name.
Yes, but it's not spelled the same
no,
way.
No, but Keith, it's not?
There's an I in here, and Keith, at least on Twitter, doesn't have an I in his last name.
Is he Polynesian?
Yes.
I'm going to say light-skinned.
He's from Honolulu, yes.
Yeah. I'm saying he's like...
Well, if he went to Hawaii, he has to be from Honolulu.
Well, he doesn't have to be.
What does he look like?
No, yes.
So if you're saying skin tone, I'm going to say
yeah,
like my iced coffee. Kind of two-ish.
Why didn't you just say two-ish instead of your iced coffee?
Well, he's putting a...
I know.
Certain, you said, what does he look like? I know what you're getting at.
I was trying to see if you could guess by his name what you thought he looked like.
Siobhan Cordero?
Siobhan Cordero.
Yeah.
Because you hear that name, you go, you might think you have an idea.
I didn't think he was going to be Polynesian, though.
Yeah. See, he's from straight out of Honolulu.
But that doesn't mean he's Polynesian necessarily.
I'm looking at him, though.
He looks Polynesian-y?
Yes.
Cordero. Sounds like he might have.
No, be careful now. I don't know where you're going, but I don't think I want. Sounds like he might have. And I. Oh.
Sounds like he might have been from Hawaii.
Hey, okay. I don't know what you were cooking up there.
I was trying to figure
something.
But
sometimes we don't want you to cook. We don't want to let you
cook.
Don't
let him cook.
No. Don't. No. I
don't wanna, let him cook.
I didn't want to bring the border into play.
No. You just did. You just did.
How did I know the border was coming up?
I didn't want to, but I said it anyway.
I did not say that. I said I didn't.
But you brought it into the equation.
No, what I wanted to bring into the equation was HRP. That's where we need who we need right now.
I'm glad I sent an air check already because this lead-in is terrible.
HRP actually should be calling me any second now if you want to know the truth. If you're looking for the best way to get that, and I say this a lot, and it's true. Okay, you've got a good business, okay? You're getting more and more employees. Things are going really well for you. There's a reason, because you have an expertise in whatever business that you have, right? You're pretty good at it, and you're doing well, and your business plan is great. What's your business plan on your payroll? Because you're not really good at that. That's not what you do, okay? You're going to have people who are not great at payroll or whatever, or you got to keep adding to your payroll department, which is costing you more, which is costing your business more than it needs to. How about your HR department as well? Why don't you just ship that out to our peeps over at HRP? We love them. You will love, I'm telling you, you will love them. Let them come in, evaluate your business, and tell you how much money that they can save you, because they can't save you money. And then they give you options, because you don't know about 401k plans. You don't know about insurance plans. You got to do all of this stuff? Really? No, you don't. You don't have to do that, because HRP does it for you. But they're not in the they're not in the 401k business or the insurance business. They're in the payroll and HR business. And so they're going to give you options on that other stuff. And you're going to benefit from it. You're looking for a great payroll company? I got it. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
BN 97.5 and 92.5. Pump it up.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
(laughs) 852 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. All right, Rockets lost last night to the Pelicans, 110-99. Jalen looked good again. Jalen is having himself a nice little month. And end of the month was great. And yet his January was not that great, but the end of the month was. He ended up averaging 20.4 points.
Is he reminding you of who he was early? Like, I remember this guy from his rookie season.
His 3-point,
at the end of the year, he's phenomenal.
His 3-point percentage, though, was just 30%. Even as well as he's been shooting lately, 43% from the field. Even as he shot 55% and 41.7% last night, and he still only got to 30%. He has been a different guy these last five games. Even in the Brooklyn game where he wasn't that great, he still scored 19. He wasn't really good, but he did shoot 4 from 9 from 3-point range in that game. So that was a real positive. He has been a real positive of late. Got to give him credit when we give him the business. When he plays poorly, we also got to give him the credit when he plays well, and he's been playing really, really well lately. Jabari didn't even show. Jabari was 0 for 6. Played 22 minutes. Jabari was non-existent last night, and you can't have that.
How is this team going to look moving? Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to expect from Cam Whitmore's playing so well right now. Honestly,
he's playing
don't,
well too.
I don't know what to expect from the Rockets at trade deadline. I don't think Jalen Green is a long-term Rocket. So everything I talk about and think about is coded with the understanding that they're not going to pay both Şengün and Jalen. I just don't see that happening. And Dylan Brooks, $20 million. Like Van Vliet, they could pick up a third-year option on him. I don't see Jalen making that kind of money when you can plug Cam Whitmore in for him. And are you losing anything?
Well, that's the difference. You can't replace Şengün, but you can replace Jalen.
Yeah, and Shingun's better than Jalen anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Şengün is pretty rare. Overall. Like, there's only a few big guys who do this, and they're some of the best.
It was funny the other day, though. Jalen had three games, back-to-back-to-back games with 10 rebounds, and he'd never done that, and he wasn't even close to that.
Maybe he is getting more comfortable in a disciplined
system. Well, Ime said, we sat down, we looked at him, we looked at the film and said, Jalen, look at you standing there. You've got no energy, there's no effort there, and as soon as he...
Are you telling me that Ime coached him?
Yeah, exactly.
That they watched tape, he coached, and Jalen listened and performed, and performed at a higher level?
Yes.
What is this coaching you speak of?
it's true. Ime said we sat down with him, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh wow,
tape study. You show someone what's happening, and they respond, Oh, the oldest trick in the book: coaching and watching film and being coachable. Exactly. And then you get better. What do you know? That's great. I didn't read that. Yeah. Mobile, they don't care about. They hate the Rockets in Mobile.
What? Who hates?
For some reason, Mobile, Alabama hates the Rockets.
I mean, just what?
Not one person said a nice thing about the Rockets while I was there. I never heard somebody say, hey, you're from Houston? What about the Rockets? Nobody said that, which I interpret as very passive-aggressive hatred toward the Rockets. And I just noticed there was no love for the Rockets except for Luke McCaffrey. I've got an interview with Luke McCaffrey. I'll do it. I can play it over my phone like this if you want, or I can send it.
Or you
Fidel.
Can just send it like
Rice's that. Luke McCaffrey was out there.
Person.
He can't hear you.
Of course,
and
you can.
You
know, you could just send it to me so it can be a real radio show instead of playing it through your phone.
Yeah, but I could put it on speaker.
No, just send it.
Okay. So I saw Mike Bloomgren. I introduced myself to Mike Bloomgren, talked for a little bit, head coach at Rice. And right at the end of practice, he goes, hey, I'll come back to you. I got to go see Luke. And I was like, no, go do that, coach. I mean, he's there to support his player, Luke McCaffrey. And so I went off to go talk to some other players or whatever, and so I didn't end up seeing Mike Bloomgren. He called me at night, like 9:30. I was in bed already. Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm really sorry. I flew back to Houston. I realized I hadn't spoken with you. I'd love for you to come out to spring practice. You and the Granado guy whose son, I know John slandered us pretty hard, and I'm like,
he didn't say that.
But he did say the other stuff. He said, come out to spring practice, yada, yada. But I talked to Luke, and Luke was – and I asked him about, you know, we talked about Rice and making the position switch to wide receiver. And I asked him, are you a sports fan, all sports? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, keep up with Astros, Rockets. He goes, oh, yeah. He said, I go out to a few Texans. I go out to a few Astros games every year. It's really fun when they're winning. Like, when they're winning, son.
When they're winning?
They're always winning. What are you talking about? Yeah. You haven't been here when they're not winning. Did you get
well,
here?
Well, he went to home games.
Did you get here in 2000? Oh.
It's a home games, which is, that's not something
that's
they do.
Right.
Yeah. He was like.
When they're winning, actually.
I got to go.
I apologize. I was not familiar with your game, Luke McCaffrey. You're right. They don't win often at home.
They don't do that. Let's get, before we hit the top of the hour here, let's get Daniel in here quickly. He wants to talk about Jalen. Hey, Daniel.
How you doing, man? How you doing? Doing good. I heard y'all talking about Jalen Green. Before I started listening to you all, so I was listening to Black Radio, and he's the big topic of discussion on Black Radio. Is he's getting ready to be a daddy. And his baby's mama is one of the, used to be a star on Basketball Wives. And she's 39 years old, and he's supposed to is 21, and she has a 21-year-old son. But maybe he's playing that good because he's going to need that big contract to pay that child support.
You know what? I want you to come on and give us, anytime that you hear something that you think Black Radio has said that we need to know, please call in and tell us. Because you know what? I saw this very thing you're talking about.
Dell and I were talking about this yesterday.
The woman is good looking.
Yeah, 39.
And I didn't realize that it was that big an age gap, though. I didn't know
her name is Drea Michele. She's a legend for certain
famous.
Reasons.
Like, how do I know her? I know Drea Michele, though.
She's a beautiful woman who has turned her being beautiful into her career. That's the best way.
Has she done anything?
She's an influence. She's been. You mentioned Basketball Wife. She's been on reality TV. She's been with famous men, rich famous men before, and now she has secured another one. And apparently, she's pregnant. And the question came up not on Black Radio, it was a Black podcast. Joe Budden, former rapper, now podcaster, media
controversial
media,
Joe Budden,
media guy, says,
always starting stuff.
Says, is this predatory? She's 39 years old. She finds a young man.
Did he say that to her face?
No, he didn't say it to her. He, with his panel of hosts, he asked the question.
What's she got to do?
Is she
just famous?
Hold on, 39 to 21.
Is that a predatory act?
Now, would we say that for a guy, an 18-year-old age difference? Leonardo DiCaprio is just, his thing.
Well, they have a woman on the podcast named Melissa Ford, former Video Vixen. So they asked her the question. She kind of avoided it.
Melissa Ford is good.
And they got after her for not being real. Is it predatory? Because we know if it was a man locking down a 21-year-old woman, we call it, hey, stay away from my daughter, that type of stuff.
Actually,
Leonardo DiCaprio does it.
No. But actually, Leonardo DiCaprio took some crap back in the day.
There's jokes 21. About it, but it's not like we think he's too creepy to watch anymore in movies.
Yeah, that's true. Daniel, so their thought is, or your thought is, that maybe he's just playing well because he's got to start getting the bag up? I mean, he doesn't have the child support coming for the next 18 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I get it.
Well, not only that, but he's got to take care of her kid, too.
Yeah, because she has a son that's 21 years old.
Hey, we're not paying for a kid who's in my class.
He's not paying for my social studies class.
I'm not paying for him.
Yeah. Well, the question is, she's turned the baby into a lifestyle. Allegedly, that's what some people think. That hey, she found Jalen Green. She's older. She's worldly. She found the young man and said, you know what? I got something here. I got my hooks in. And now,
does a lifestyle mean? What do you mean by?
Well, if he's got to pay for a baby for 18 years, she's funded for the
Why
next
18
years.
Why don't they just do the easy thing and get married before the baby comes?
Oh, here's something new, like a baby mama.
Funny.
Wow.
No, that's not the question. The question isn't about whether an athlete will have a baby mama. The thought is she's 39 years old and she found a 21-year-old man she could allegedly entrap, and now that they have a kid together,
what if it's love?
He's locked
in. What if they're on the verge of getting married?
When you look like her, and she doesn't look 39.
She is though.
It's
not a question of what she looks like. It's her experience. She understands the game, and maybe Jalen Green doesn't understand the game, and now he got trapped.
Oh, he'd be the first NBA player that didn't understand the game and got.
This is not a question of whether it's happened before.
Listen, I just am glad he improved from Josh Christopher. Okay.
Okay.
He really.
That's it. Get to a break.
Upgraded.
It's 9:01. Okay. We're not going to keep doing. We're not going to keep bringing up Josh Christopher. I bet you Black Radio had a field day with that one. I mean, I know what we did.
Okay. I think, she's a major upgrade so over Josh about Christopher.
It. Snotty? How was I snotty?
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, I can't believe he was doing this.
Why do I now sound like Drea Michelle?
I don't know. Why
what do you want me to talk about, John? You just
QC Kinetics.
Okay, good. QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, the injury stoppers. If you are the pain stoppers, how about that? There's a lot of people who have been, I've seen some really bad documentaries and shows about people who have been hooked on pain medicine, and it's people who have real injuries, and it starts with really, really bad pain, and it heads down the wrong direction. I have seen people whose lifestyles have just plummeted because issues with the hip or the knee take them out of any mobility and doing, you know, the fun, active lifestyle that they want. And so now it's just not going to be, you know, they're going to live a life where they just are limited in terms of what they're able to do. They're just never going to have a fun life anymore. I've got news. You don't have to get shots. You don't have to take pain pills. You don't have to have surgery. How about you use the body's healing power? You supercharge it. You put it back in the joint. That's what QC Kinetics does. It's called regenerative medicine, and it's regenerative and restorative. They can restore lost tissue and regenerate, or restore damaged tissue, regenerate lost tissue in the joint, and it reduces inflammation. The pain subsides. You get better mobility back, and it changes your entire life. This is happening. It's been incredibly successful. Athletes have been doing this for a long time. This is the best way to attack it as opposed to the old ways of attacking it. It's QC Kinetics, 4 locations here in the Houston area. Don't wait around on that pain anymore. Attack it with QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,